Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody. Will Johnson, UniteAmericaFirst.com here. Riding shotgun with me is my producer, Shannon. Today we're talking about the hearings of Amy Coney Barrett, along with the censorship that Twitter has been doing, and all of the stuff that's happening across the country. Welcome. Shannon, are you there running shotgun with me?
Yes, I am here. And if you are interested in talking to us today, give us a call. The number is 516-595-8069. Yeah, Will, so you're in Washington, D.C. What's going on out there?
So myself and my wingman, Ben Burquam, we decided to go down to the Supreme Court, and we were – yeah, that's him right there. He's joining the Biden team. No, I'm just kidding. But we were down at the Supreme Court house today, and you can't imagine how angry these people are unless you see them firsthand. You see it all on the television. You see it, you know, pictures. You see it on social media. But they're so angry – because they cannot stop this seat from being filled by President Trump and the Republicans. And they're
so
very
did they have
angry.
A rally out there today?
Oh, yeah, they had a rally, but you know what? It was really weak. It was really weak. I don't know if you – I'm pretty sure you remember. You know the Kavanaugh hearings?
Mm-hmm.
They had
yeah.
thousands of people in the streets. Now it's so weak. I think maybe they had – maybe 200 people, and that's stretching it. But
wow.
Compared to the Kavanaugh hearings, it is completely weak. Now, mind
what do you think the difference is?
The difference is because the Democrats know they cannot stop Mitch McConnell, the Republicans, from filling the seat. President Trump is going to fill the seat. That's why they're not out there in great numbers like they were before.
So what are they saying out there? Are they chanting? Are they holding up signs? Like, what are the people saying out there?
Well, they do the normal. They have their signs where they're saying Trump Pence must go, or Trump Pence out now. They're even still talking about impeaching the president. They're still saying the same talking point. And now they're saying that Amy Coney Barrett is racist. Even though she has two children that she adopted from Haitia, they're still saying that she's racist. She's part of the whole white supremacist. It's unbelievable the mindset that these people have, and they refuse to acknowledge truth. Oh, let me tell you this story with what happened to me. So we're walking along, and I'm talking to this young female, and we're having a civil conversation. We're disagreeing with one another. Well, another female is listening in to us, and she gets angry. She runs over and hits me in the head multiple times with her sign. And then we walk a little bit further, and the cop comes by and tells me that I need to stop harassing people. And they said, they told me that you're harassing people.
Did you walk up on this black lady and just start? Or, I mean, was she not willfully engaging with you?
Yeah, yes. We were having a civil conversation. We had been talking for about 10 minutes.
10 to 15 minutes, we were having a conversation, and then all of a sudden, this other black female came out of nowhere and just started hitting me in the head.
Wow. So would you say, what would you say is the age group out there? Is it pretty diverse? Is it...
It's pretty diverse. It's all over the place. They're pretty young. The ones that are young are still being indoctrinated. So that's not going to change. And then, you know, you have your older liberals out there that's out there to make sure that we don't show the truth to the younger generation.
Yeah, you know, it's sad to me because, to be honest with you, you know, them out there saying she's racist, they probably really don't know that she adopted two black children. They probably... They're probably only going by what the media has told them.
I would agree to that. I would agree to that. But, you know, a lot of them do know, and they still don't care. They're openly telling everyone that Amy Coney Barrett is racist, and they're saying once she gets in that they're going to implement all of these racist tactics against American people.
Yeah, you know what? Barrett's been doing a phenomenal job in those hearings. Oh, my gosh. I'm so impressed. I'm more impressed with her than I was with Kavanaugh.
Oh, you know what? She's so qualified for the job. It is scary. I mean, seriously, just think about it.
They
have nothing credible to discredit her on.
They have zero. I mean, she's the perfect candidate. They're like, where does she come from?
She's everything what they scream that they want people to be. She's everything what they scream white people should be. And here it is. She adopted two children, gave them a better life than they could have received in Asia. And they're getting education. They're getting fed. I mean, seriously, this is the book. This is like a perfect story. Their story is like perfect, right? But you have the left. Because of that, they are absolutely angry about it, and they're upset because they have nothing bad to say, so they make up something.
Yeah, I mean, they've even tried to challenge her on some policies. This woman, you know, at one point, one of the people in the hearing asked her for her notes, and she literally had a blank piece of paper in front of her. This woman has been able to address every single case that they have brought up to her. She knows the cases, she knows the law, and she knows what being a judge is all about. She knows it's not about policy making, it's about law. And cases that have won. You use them as a precedent or as a guideline. And none of them have been able to persuade her from that. And, you know, it's funny because even though they go through all this questioning, in the end, all they can say is, well, I just disagree with this whole process. They can't get her on anything.
Exactly.
So they'll just say, I just disagree with this. This just shouldn't be happening. It's not that they're saying she's completely unqualified. It's not saying that she doesn't know the law and she wouldn't do a good job. It's that I just disagree with it because President Trump nominated her. That's pretty much what it is.
That's all it comes down to. And, you know, we asked many people today, why do you think they're trying to fight Amy Coney Barrett from filling that seat, knowing good and well that she's qualified? They're all doing it simply because they're angry, because they're afraid that she is going to change their ways. That's what they're afraid of.
They're afraid that she's going to come in and remove Roe versus Wade.
They went as far as saying that me as a black man, that I should be afraid of her going in because once she gets on the seat, that she's going to take my civil rights away. This is how they're thinking.
This is
their mindset.
It's interesting because they brought up the fact that if she's nominated, she'll be in position. Pretty much accuse herself if it was a contested election. Is that not crazy?
It's 100% crazy. I mean, did you see Kamala Harris? Did you see Kamala Harris?
Oh yeah.
Kamala Harris tried to trip her up, thinking Kamala Harris is trying to act like and want everyone to believe that she's smarter, and Kamala Harris just made herself look stupid. I mean, she didn't. I mean, not that she needed Amy Coney Barrett's help to look stupid, but she made Kamala Harris just look completely like an idiot. And Kamala Harris did it all on her own.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know what? And the crazy thing is, they know that she's qualified, and then they turn around and they try to say that she's not qualified, just because they feel that way. Not because there's anything that would disqualify her. So she's a done deal, in my opinion. Now, they're supposed to take a vote next week, and then after that, they're going to do the final vote on the 27th. And then that's when it's really going to all hit the fan. I think right now, because like I was mentioning earlier, the Democrats came out and they rallied and they're protesting against President Trump and Amy Coney Barrett. But because they don't have anything, they only brought out a small amount of people. I believe when they actually take that vote is when they're going to come out real aggressive towards the politicians in the city.
Yeah, and that vote is when?
The 27th. The final vote is the 27th.
Wow. Okay. That's 12 days away.
Say it again?
I said, so that's 12 days away.
Yeah, that's 12 days away, and that 12 days, and look how close that is to the November 3rd election. It's going to be right on time to save this country.
So I know you said we have some other articles that are on our website right now. Let's just discuss some of those.
Yeah, are you walking?
No, I'm not walking.
Okay, so... Well, right now, did you hear the latest thing about the Trump campaign Twitter? Apparently, Twitter has locked account on Twitter. This is just crazy. It says several hours, Jack Dorsey Twitter took down the Trump campaign's account, claiming a video they posted of Joe Biden lighting was using... it was using his private information without Joe Biden's permission. I didn't see the video that they were talking about, but them completely taking down the campaign's Twitter 3 weeks before the election is just crazy. Apparently, since then, it looks like it's been reinstated. But I mean, is this not election interference?
100%.
It said, Mike Hahn, a social media manager for the Trump team, revealed that the censorship in the tweet earlier today, Team Trump is the official account of the Trump campaign, and it has 2.2 million followers. I mean, this is just crazy. And, you know, What was it yesterday that Twitter was blocking the story about the Bidens? I know you talked a little bit about that yesterday on your podcast.
Yeah. So I apologize for the horn in the background. I'm in the city of D.C. right now. I'm walking around. There's people walking around. You see people walking around with Black Lives Matter signs. They're walking around with Biden and Kamala Harris signs. You don't see anyone walking around with Trump signs because they're afraid of being attacked by the left. But to answer your question, yes, I talked about that. And I talked about the censorship. I have been talking about the censorship for over 2 years now. This is nothing new. And it's really upsetting to me that now all of a sudden you have the mainstream media, for example, like Fox News and other mainstream media outlets, finally starting to talk about the censorship. They're finally starting to talk about how they're removing articles that have been fact-checked, that are factual, and now they are actually talking about it because it's happening to them. They even ban or even remove the Press Secretary Kelly article. This is Nazi Germany all over again. We're seeing the same thing that happened in Nazi Germany happen here. And no one in these big media outlets act like they didn't pay attention to it because it wasn't happening to them. And now all of a sudden it's happening. You know what I have to say about that? It is entirely too late.
They should have been addressing this issue 2 years ago when people such as myself and other people have been screaming about the censorship.
And no one said anything about it. And because they weren't saying anything about it, people don't even know what is actually happening.
Yeah. Apparently the report was broke by New York Post, right? It was this explosive report on Hunter Biden revealing why the famed vice presidential son was hired by a corrupt Ukrainian energy company, Burisma Holdings. You remember them? in exchange for a reported $83,000 a month, right? This is factual. This isn't anything that they're making up, right? Kelly, like you said, Kaylee, the press secretary, she actually shared it. And Jack Dorsey came out and said that they could have handled it better, that they probably shouldn't have shut it down or deemed it unacceptable. But according to an article, that the story has still been locked down on Twitter and they're still not allowing it to be shared out there.
I mean, we're talking about a major news outlet that has been verified
yep.
and double verified the information that's in the article, and they still took it down. Again, this is no different than Nazi Germany. This is the same thing that took place then. They're implementing it now. Every time socialism and communism came to a country, this is exactly how it played out. They first went in and they started censoring people. They started removing people's free speech. They stopped allowing the truth to come out. And then next thing you know, people woke up the next day with socialist country that evolved into communism. It's textbook. It is 100% textbook. And for them to do this to the New York Post, this is crazy. People don't
yeah.
understand how bad this really is.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate because they're supposed to be doing the opposite, right? Twitter, Facebook, and all these places, they're supposed to be hiding fake news, right? But in this case, they're actually hiding the truth, right? They're hiding information that could possibly sway the vote against the Democrats, and that is really their agenda. Their agenda isn't to stop fake news. It's only to stop fake news if it goes against the Democrat Party, because have they stopped any of the fake news that talks bad about Trump?
I'm sorry to break in, but you're absolutely right. It's the same thing that happened with President Trump's taxes. Those were not lawfully obtained. They got those taxes on an unlawful means. And then they actually put the information out on social media, and they refused to remove it. They're saying that these emails for Hunter Biden were not lawfully obtained, which actually they
yeah.
were. And
yeah.
then because they still put out factual information, they blocked it. They are helping. You have Twitter. You have Google. You have Facebook. They are all doubling down to hate or to help and to support the ticket of Joe Biden. Now, you have other groups, just like the American Truth Project. They are an absolutely wonderful group. If they went out and they were constantly just endorsing one candidate, which they never do, then they would be held accountable for that. They would lose status. But here it is
yeah.
because you have these big tech companies that go out here and they can censor people's free speech with factual information. They get a complete pass on it. This is
yeah.
terrible, people, and most people
yeah.
still don't recognize it.
Yeah, and talking about American Truth Project, if you want to call in and talk to Will and I, you can give us a call at 516-595-8069. And, you know, it's interesting you brought up the tax story, because not only did they publish the tax story, but they didn't actually – it was actually a false story in a sense. It kept saying that Trump paid only $750 on his taxes, and that the regular average person had paid more taxes than Trump did, which was a completely false narrative. What had actually happened is Trump had overpaid in 2016 and 2017 by millions and millions of dollars. And instead of asking for them to refund that money, he said, you know what, go ahead and just bank that for me, so in the future when I owe taxes, you can apply it. So that's exactly what they did. They applied the millions of dollars, and he ended up only owing $750 on top of that millions and millions of dollars. They never have talked about it since. Once that story came out, they completely stopped talking about it. They didn't correct the story. They didn't say that it was misinformation. You post one thing bad about the Democrats, and they automatically go, oh, misinformation.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They have all of these fact checkers that, you know, at least 95% of the so-called third-party independent fact checkers, they're all total leaning to the left, 100%. This is terrible. And like you mentioned, all of them that produced that article talking about the taxes, they were all wrong. Every last one of them were 100% wrong for what they did. And none of these social, I call them socialist tech companies, flagged their stuff as misleading. None of them.
Right. Yep. None of them got that fake news tag on their post, did they?
None of them. I mean, none of them. And even today. Even today, they still don't have it.
Yeah. It just shows that they're really not after fake news. They're really not out about misinformation for anybody and everybody that's putting out wrong information. They're only about if you put out something negative about the Democrat Party.
Exactly.
And that's crazy.
You can say anything bad about President Trump, about Mitch McConnell, about Christians, about anyone who believes in this country. You can say whatever you want. It can be a total fabrication. You can lie till the sun never shines, and it will be completely okay to those that are on the left. But as soon as you put out factual information that looks bad to them, then they shut it down, and then they try to say it's misleading. This is such a scary time. I'm not afraid, to be honest with you, because I saw this coming, and a lot of people I told that this was coming. A lot of people called me crazy, and those same people that were calling me crazy then, they won't even talk to me now. Some of them, I actually have a colleague that I've known for over 20 years, actually about 30 years now. Yeah, I'm that old. About 30 years. I've known him from over 30 years now, and I actually had a conversation with him just the other day, and he was telling me, Will, when I first talked to you about how they were talking about the mask, I didn't believe you at all. He said, but now, he said, you're completely right. You were 100% right. And now I'm starting to see what you're seeing. I'm starting to see what you were saying. And because of that, he's actually starting to open up. Now, he didn't tell me that how he was going to vote. And I didn't even ask him, but he even said his family members are starting to lean Trump just based on the information that they received. And that's what he told me. And then I've known this person for about 30 years. And for him to make this type of statement, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing to me because we have seen a huge amount of support for President Trump. You know, President Trump has huge rallies. He has a huge turnout. You know, tens of thousands of people show up for him. But guess what? They have these rallies and these Trump trains without Trump showing up. Do you see anything like that for Biden?
Not at all. Oh, I have a beautiful story to tell you as well. So, again, for everyone who just tuned in, I am here in Washington, D.C., covering the hearings for Amy Coney Barrett. And one of the days we were outside in front of the Supreme Court House, we saw about 100 Vietnamese people come up with American flags and Trump flags. I couldn't believe it. I never would have thought it. I had no idea that Trump had support from these type of people. Now, and my question was, it's like, I'm looking for all of the Biden movements like this. I'm not seeing this for Joe Biden. And people have to ask the question, why aren't we seeing this for Joe Biden? What is the difference between President Trump and Joe Biden for people of Hispanics, the Latino community, which the Latinos in Florida had 30,000 people, vehicles, for Trump. That is amazing. When Joe Biden had a rally that had between 15 and 30 vehicles It kind of reminds me of the Hillary Clinton event. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Now, with all of these people showing their support for President Trump, it makes me wonder, where are they getting these polls from? Because all of the polls, just like 2016, they're showing Biden ahead of Trump. How does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, there seems like there's no excitement from the left about their candidates. I don't see any excitement for Biden. I don't see any. Of course, it's funny. We always associate Harris with Biden. Like, we don't ever just, like, Biden's the candidate, right? It's like they're almost one person. Because when we talk about Trump being elected, we just say Trump. I mean, we say Trump Pence. We know that he's – but this is really Trump running for president, not Biden-Harris. Right? You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's because Joe Biden can't carry the ticket alone. See, President Trump can't. Biden cannot carry his own ticket alone. He needs a he has a handicap, and his handicap is being filled by Kamala Harris. But see, the problem with the Democrats, where they messed up by selecting Kamala Harris. There's so many black people in Oakland and even in North Carolina and New York, throughout the country, that saw what Kamala Harris did to black people when she was on the law, when she was law enforcement in California, where she locked up many black people. The story that a lot of people don't know is that she actually, there was two black men that was on death row. Come to find out, they had DNA evidence that would have cleared these two black men. But because of Kamala Harris to release that DNA evidence until after those two men were murdered. I say murdered because after the DNA information was released, it would have cleared both of those two black men. And now they want us to believe that Kamala Harris is for the black community.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the Ice Cube here for a minute. Did you read the latest story about Ice Cube? I think I sent it to you today.
You know what? That is absolutely awesome. And it's not even Friday. If you get my drift.
Yeah. So for everybody that's tuning in, today the Trump campaign they tweeted out this tweet. It says, "Shout out to Ice Cube for his willingness to step up and work with the real Donald Trump administration to help develop the Platinum Plan." She tweeted out there, "Leader's going to lead, haters going to hate. Thank you for leading." So apparently Ice Cube allowed her to tweet that out. And let me tell you a little bit about what happened here. On Tuesday, what's happening with Ice Cube is Ice Cube has been trying to get both parties, right, Democrats and Republicans, to commit, right, to come up with a plan to help the black community. So he kind of put these things out there to both parties, both the Democrats and the Republicans, right? And what he was looking for is for new jobs. He still wants more criminal justice reform, which even President Trump said there's more to be done, but he did take a big step to do that. Ice Cube also wanted better education and job opportunities, right? Reduce healthcare costs. And they also want to designate Juneteenth as a national holiday. So Ice Cube presented these things to both parties, right? So the Democrat Party came back and they said, let me look at this article here because I want to get it right. But
the Democrats told Ice Cube, holler back at us and then we'll talk.
That's
what they said. I read the article too. They said, holler back. I'm talking to Ice Cube talk. Holler back at me after the election, and then we'll talk. See, that's the same thing the Democrats constantly do. And see, I mean, you know what? Thank you, Ice Cube, for doing the right thing here. Because, see, that should have been a wake-up call to Ice Cube right there. The Democrats come every 2 to 4 years and tell black people that we're going to do X, Y, Z for you. And then they say, but hold on, we'll get back to you. So they were never going to get back to Ice Cube. And now they're upset with Ice Cube because he took the opportunity to say, you know what? The Republicans, which actually Republicans going back to their actual roots and actually helping black people, finally, people of color, people, minorities. Mm-hmm. And now the Democrats are upset because saying that, oh, wait a minute, Ice Cube is supposed to be over here. So basically, they're saying, Ice Cube, go sit in your doghouse until we call on you.
Yeah, so to wrap up what happened, Will just told you that the Democrats, they said come back and talk to us after the election. Guess what Trump did? Trump put $500 billion
with the B, baby, $500 billion dollars into the organization. Well, now, just to be clear from what I read in the article, that $500 billion has been presented. It hasn't actually made the exchange yet. But that is what they're putting on the table. Even just getting to that point, having that discussion to make some positive change in this country, that says a lot. And see, Ice Cube know it. He's a businessman. He understands what's happening here. He understands what the Democrat Party has done to minorities in this country for decades. So Ice Cube is doing the right thing, and he's moving forward. And thank God for President Trump, on a personal opinion, that he's actually trying to do something. Now, I wish the Democrats would have tried to do something. Just you know, because we need both parties to actually work to try to make a difference in the country. Why do I say that? Because both parties do exist.
No, I said I know what you're saying. Yeah, and here's the deal. When the according to Ice Cube, is he said that when he presented this to him, the Democrats didn't really make any changes, but Trump and them went and made all these ideas and a little package together saying, we're going to help black communities. We're going to create 3 million new jobs. We're going to push for criminal justice reform. We're going to improve education and job opportunities. We're going to reduce health care costs. We're going to designate Juneteenth as a national holiday. I mean, see how impressive that must be. I mean, that must make, you know,
I mean, really. I mean, seriously, think about it.
Okay. Yeah, it should make people go, okay, Trump actually wants to do something. I mean, he set time aside to say, okay, what do you want? What do you want to do? What are you talking about? Right?
I mean, Let's think about it. President Trump has done more in 47 months than Joe Biden has in 47 years, and they still want us as black people to support Biden. How ridiculous does that sound?
Right. So people started, hating on Ice Cube, right? So Ice Cube, after that all came out, he said, fact. I put out the CWBA, which was his proposal. Both parties contacted me. Then said, we'll address the CWBA after election. Trump campaign made some adjustment to their plan after talking to us about it. They stepped up.
Exactly.
I don't know if the Democrats are going to do anything. Right?
No, they're not going to do anything. I can tell you for a fact that the Democrats aren't going to do anything. Because if they really wanted to do something, they would have done it then. They basically told Ice Cube, hey, we don't need you. We don't want to do what you're talking about because they don't want to actually help black people. The Democrats don't want to do that. They don't care about black people. They just want to use black people to control and keep their power.
Right. I mean, don't get me wrong. Ice Cube has still come out and he's still like, listen, he's saying no president has done right by it. You know, he says, I don't trust any of these people. This is what Ice Cube is saying. But he's saying that he doesn't really see that the Democrats are going to take their policies in a different direction. He even said that these Democrats have recruited every black celebrity and SHIT on their team. So they figure that he's just going to sit back and wait for them. But he says, no, I'm
exactly.
not going to sit back.
Exactly.
Like,
and you know, some of
the program.
Yep. And you know, some of the people that's hating on Ice Cube, look at the colorful messages that they're sending to him, calling him a sellout, saying that, you know, all the other colorful stuff. I can't tell you how many times today at the down in front of the Supreme Court house that how many of these people on the left called me a sellout because I enjoy freedom, because I want to think for myself. I want what's best for everybody in this country. And just like President Trump, people that are immigrants, President Trump said they are welcome to come to the country. They're welcome. He's opening the door to them. They just have to come the right way, come through the front door. I mean, and so there's assistance for all that. But the Democrats, they don't care about that, so they call people all of these colorful names, Uncle Tom, which is Uncle Tom is not a bad thing anyways, because Uncle Tom was helping black people reach freedom. But see, that's the left. They demonize something that's good, and then they call a sellout. You know what my response to them was? I said, how am I a sellout? I still have a lot to sell. You want to buy something right now?
You know, it's funny that you brought that up, because some of the backlash that he got were people calling him a sellout. In fact, there's apparently a new phrase. One tweet said, so Ice Cube pulled a Van Jones and has been working with the Trump campaign on their platinum plan. You know what? This is sad, because Van Jones also went to Obama administration and tried to get them to do the criminal reform, and they didn't do it. Van Jones brought the criminal reform to the Trump campaign, and he got it done. So really, it's offensive that these people are mad at people like Van Jones and Ice Cube, who are teaming up with the president, who is actually making a difference in the black community.
It's very offensive. And Van Jones is not a Trump supporter. They're just upset with Van Jones because Van Jones gave credit to President Trump for doing a prison reform. And Van Jones said the prison reform, he said, that's supposed to be our movement, talking about the Democrat Party. And he said, but here come President Trump doing what the Democrats promised that they would do and never actually doing it. And then he gave President Trump praise for actually doing something. And it didn't only benefit black people, but majority of the black people it did benefit, because he gave him praise for that. Now they're saying that Van Jones is a sellout for giving him credit, even though Van Jones was just on a CNN, another news network, talking bad about President Trump, talking bad about Amy Coney Barrett for this election. So they don't, they're low information, and they're completely ignorant in their thinking.
I mean, it's really true. You know, hate in itself is very deceptive. Right? And they hate Trump so much that they're deceived by what he really is doing and what he really has accomplished. They really just don't care. I mean, they're like, you know what? You could help black people and Mexicans, and you could do all that stuff. We don't care. You're still racist. Even though he could prove completely to the opposite. But yet, they won't believe a true story about the Biden family. Like, they just refuse.
Yeah. I mean,
they refuse.
But you know what that is? You know what? And to go back to that story just a little bit, what Twitter is doing, Google, Facebook, all of these big tech socialist media outlets, all of them are election interference right now. Every last one of them is doing election interference. There's no reason for them to block a factual statement. Next, we can best believe that President Trump can go on Twitter and say, guess what, everybody? 2 + 2 = 4. They can, based on their liberal ideology, they can say that this was misleading and remove the post. That's how bad this really is.
Oh, and let me tell you something. I forgot to tell you this. Today, Ice Cube was supposed to have a special interview with someone at CNN. But
who was that?
Unfortunately, Ice Cube just tweeted this out 5 hours ago. He said, "So the powers." He's talking about the powers, the Democrat Party, the
whoever it is that
the
controls the narrative.
The elitist.
Right.
The elitist, the
right.
globalist, all of the above, yes.
Yes. He pretty much, he said, the powers have canceled my interview on Cuomo Primetime Tonight. He said, I've actually been banned from CNN for a few months, so I was surprised they even asked, but it seems they can't handle the truth. They can't handle the truth.
Wow,
is that so powerful?
So CNN actually banned Ice Cube for life. I mean, this is ridiculous.
What's that?
CNN bans Ice Cube.
They banned him for a couple of months is what he said. But he said it seems like they can't handle the truth. They can't handle the truth. See, this is exactly the proof that CNN is fake news. Because they don't want you to hear the truth about what Trump administration put on the table to help black people. $500 billion working with a world-renowned black rapper on what he wants done in America. And they can't stand it. They can't stand it. They'll put a
no, they can't. Well, you know what?
They'll put a speaker
you know what, it's,
on a world
this,
conference with Biden and, oh, she's so great. She ain't doing nothing. She didn't get Biden to commit to anything.
Exactly. This just proves how racist CNN is. CNN is 100% racist. 100%. It's disgusting. They're going to ban Ice Cube. Why not bring him on and have the discussion? You know why they don't want to bring him on? Because Ice Cube will reach so many more black people, and they can't have him coming on there spewing out truths that they don't want people to hear.
Another tweet he said is black progress is a bipartisan issue, right? CNN should want to bring him on to talk about the great things that might happen for the black community. He should want to talk about that, but they don't want to.
No,
and
they're not going to bring Ice Cube on CNN because if Ice Cube goes on CNN, then black people will hear the truth. Can you imagine?
Says,
their views would go through the roof for people tuning in to hear what Ice Cube has to say. And if he says anything,
they'll say, look, I tried to work with the Democrats, but they showed me that they don't care about black people.
And because they don't care about black people, they didn't want to have a discussion with me. So he said, and now he gets to go on his Twitter and talk about it. Now, I'm just wondering, how soon will Twitter ban Ice Cube for spewing out the truth?
I was wondering the same thing. I'm wondering the same thing. But Trump's out here saying, Ice Cube is out here saying, listen, I will advise anybody on the planet who has the power to help black Americans close the enormous wealth gap. You know what? And that's exactly how it should be. There is no bipartisanship with the Democrat Party, period. See, Trump can put down and say, hey, you know what, Ice Cube, I know you hate me. He actually once tweeted in 2016, Ice Cube tweeted, I will never endorse a MFer like Donald Trump ever. But guess what? Donald Trump, he will set that aside and say, what is best for the American people? What is best for the black community? Let's talk about it. That's bipartisan.
I mean, what does that say? No, what does that say about the person President Trump is? For Ice Cube to come out and say something so nasty about President Trump, and then he still turns around and say, I'm going to let it go. Let's do something positive. What does that say about the person? Not even just for him being president. What does it say about the person? Because you know what? He doesn't need Ice Cube to become reelected. He's going to get reelected without Ice Cube.
Well, this is pretty powerful considering that Ice Cube has 5.5 million followers on Twitter. So,
well, it doesn't matter if they're not. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter if they're censoring them. They can censor them down to 500,000 people or 50,000 or just 5,000.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying. I mean, and just like they canceled his interview on Cuomo, that's formation. That's to say we can't let people know this because this will help Trump instead of looking at, wow, this will help Americans. See, there's no bipartisan with CNN. Their narrative,
no, that's
their agenda to completely bash Trump, and if you're not about it, you're not an invited guest.
Exactly. Just imagine, do you think CNN would ever be on through their network?
No, who was that one guy they brought on not too long ago? The black guy that was arguing with.
You're talking about,
you know,
it's
like,
T.W. He's a representative out of Oklahoma. He's a black male, and he was on with, I can't remember her name, from CNN. She's a white liberal, and she's telling him as a black man that he needs to fear white supremacy. And he's telling her, no, I'm not going to fear white supremacy because that's not the biggest issue. That's not the biggest problem in the country. The biggest problem in the country is the homelessness and other issues, not with the police department, not white supremacy, how you're out to make it. And they didn't like to hear that.
No, they really didn't. They really didn't. But there's been some funny things going on at Trump's rallies here in the past week. So Trump had a rally in Minnesota not too long ago. And instead of chanting lock her up for Hillary Clinton in 2016, they chanted lock her up for Ilhan Omar.
That's pretty funny.
This is in her own state of Minnesota, right? Well, at the rally, I think it was yesterday, Jim Acosta was in the audience. And so the whole crowd ended up chanting, CNN sucks.
Yeah. You know what? Trump is genius. Trump is genius. And they know it. And that's why they go to all the extra measures to remove him.
Yeah, yeah. I actually can't believe it that Jim Acosta would even want to go to a Trump rally. I mean, isn't he supposed to be like, why doesn't he just stay at the White House?
Actually, if it was my decision, Jim Acosta would be banned to be 5,000 feet away from the president. He should never, ever be close to President Trump. He should never be presented in the same hemisphere, my opinion. Jim Acosta is a true anti-American, my opinion.
Yeah.
Because he's done so many despicable things.
So as the crowd is chanting this, Acosta was live, right? So he says on the news, while he's live, he says, and as the crowd is chanting that there are members of the press here who suck, I should also point out what also sucks, getting coronavirus.
Absolutely, that's awesome.
Hey, I mean, that's so stupid. Here, we've had how many people have died of the coronavirus? It's like over 200,000. Not much over 200,000. Do you know that between the fiscal year of 2018 and 2019 for Planned Parenthood, they killed 900 or aborted 947 babies a day?
That's insane.
Babies aborted in 1 year. And that's not
so insane.
From a virus that we couldn't control, that is kind of out of our control, right? I mean, we can make 100% control 345,000 babies killed in 1 year. That's just through Planned Parenthood, but they don't care about that. That's dispensable.
Well, that's because these unborn children laws don't matter. They don't care about them. They use that to control as much as possible. It's all a control. It's all a power thing. Because if they really truly cared about black lives and all these babies, they would be in front of Planned Parenthood. They would be in Chicago. They would be in these cities where black people are just being killed left and right. To give an example, if you went to the Washington, D.C. website and look at all of the black homicide, you will see so many black people, unsolved mysteries, being killed by other black people.
Yeah, you know, that always kind of is discouraging because, you know, I know it's easy for us to say if black lives really mattered, then, you know, babies wouldn't be getting aborted and blacks wouldn't be shooting each other in the streets. That's not even a talking point for Black Lives Matter or the Democrat agenda.
No, it's not.
It seems like.
And, you know, I wanted to add to that. When I'm here in D.C., and they're all out here screaming Black Lives Matter. And me being a black male, I will say all lives matter. And because I'm black saying it, they don't know how to react. And they get really upset. And I said, why are you excluding black people from all people? And they said, we're not excluding them. I said, that's exactly what you're doing. And I said, then stop just saying Black Lives Matter. Go ahead and include black people with all people. Isn't that what you're screaming for? That you want to be included, and they just don't know how to register that. But it still comes down to the same thing with what we're seeing with the abortion, what we're seeing with children. Do you know that they're even talking about increasing the age of abortion to even after they're born? This is such a sinister way of things that we're seeing.
Yeah, it's great. You know, even Ice Cube mentioned that, you know, he's a black man, right? And he said, everybody matters. He said, you know, especially, you know, Asians matter to Asians, white people matter to white people. He said, but for him, he wants to help his people and the community that he came from. He's not living in that community anymore, but he still wants to help the community that he came from. I understand it, right? And President Trump just wants to help everybody. And that's why I think you see so many different ethnicities come out and support him, just like you said, the Vietnamese. Latinos are crazy. I mean, we're here in the South, and they're huge support by Latinos in Florida, Texas, Even California now.
Oh, I saw this video, and I never seen him before. He's a Latino athlete, and he was on there talking in a press conference. And he said, I don't care what y'all say. He said, the Latinos, they're going to support President Trump. He said, because the Latino people, they're not going to be used. The Democrats are not going to use Latino people. And he's basically saying they're not going to use Latino people the same way y'all use black people. These polls, they have Biden ahead in all of these polls. But then you see all of the support for the American people throughout the country supporting Trump. So either these people are acting like they're supporting Trump or the polls are lying. It can't be both. There's something going on here. And I'll tell you one thing, because I've never been polled. And most people that I've talked to have never been polled. But I actually talked to one gentleman since I've been here, and he said he's been polled. And he's a Trump supporter. But when he was polled and they asked him who would he vote for, who do you think he said? He said he's voting for Biden. He told the pollster that he is voting for Biden when he's voting for Trump.
Yeah, well,
he said there's a movement. Now let me tell you, just like they had on TikTok when President Trump was having his rally, and a whole bunch of people went on there and said that they're getting tickets for President Trump's rally, and so that they wouldn't show up.
Well, a lot of people are doing the same thing on these polls. They're telling everybody that they're supporting Biden when they get these polls through the call, but they're not supporting Biden.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of news stories that, you know, voting is right now, early voting in a lot of places. Florida is receiving a lot of absentee ballots, and they're saying that they've had more absentee ballots requested from Democrats than they have Republicans. So they're saying that there's more, basically they're using that as a way to say that there's more Democrats that are getting ready to vote than there are to vote for Trump. But listen, we got 5 minutes here. And remember, everybody, if you want to stay with the latest news, if you want to get information on breaking news, please remember to text Will to 88202. Once again, text Will 88202 to get the latest news and all the great information from America Truth Project. But here's the thing, even here in Texas, the voting is crazy. We are 3 weeks ahead of the election, and the voting lines are wrapped around the buildings. It's going to be interesting what's going to actually come.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. I can't wait until this election is over with. I think it's time for the country to move on and move forward. And what they've done to the country, I would have to say, is enough. People are done.
Yeah.
People are 100% done.
All we can do is ask people to be informed, right?
Yep.
Everybody
be informed.
Needs to vote, do your research.
And
find
yep.
a candidate
be
actually.
Let me say this. Let me
value.
Say this. Yep, be informed. Make your own decision on who you want to vote for. Don't let anyone sway you to pick what you want. Do your own research. Vote for Biden, vote for Trump. But you decide. You decide on who you want to vote for. Because that's what it is to be an American, and that's what it is to be in this country, to decide who you want based on the information that's out there. And that's the way it should be.
Well, we need to make sure that they're researching the information that they're getting, though, because we know that there is still misinformation being spread out there on social media and, of course, on news platforms. So, you know, listen to your conscience. Listen to what people are really saying and what their intentions are when they're saying it, right? If you're listening to a broadcast and all they're doing is bashing one side or the other and they're not reporting any news or talking about actual policies or anything, it's probably not the truth. You know, you need to do your own research. So we'll
absolutely.
Just have like a minute and a half. Is there anything you want to say to our listeners before we head out?
Well, I would just say this. November 3rd is right around the corner. We're less than 3 weeks away, just over 2 weeks. And things are very interesting in the country, and you just need to be mindful and pay attention to your surroundings and don't allow people to be violent. If you're going to have a discussion with people, try to keep it as civil as possible. A lot of people don't want to talk anymore. But with that said, all I can say is just be safe, be careful, and remember, America is for everybody. America is for everyone that disagrees with you and for everyone that agrees with you. That's what it's really about. You know, they say democracy is when we want to talk to each other. But the United States of America is the constitutional republic. And we want to keep it that way. We don't want to change the history. We don't want to change where we are and where we come. So with that said, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And Shannon, thank you for riding shotgun with me. Have very beautiful discussion. More to come, everyone. Stay tuned. We'll be back next Thursday, same time, same America.
Yep. Remember to
God
text
bless.
Will. Remember to text Will to 88202. We will see you next Thursday, everybody. Be safe out there. Treat everybody like you want to be treated.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text Will, WILL, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.